was thinking to write Majlis. There's two things about Hazrat says. In the Majlis, there's two things. One is Islah and Istalim. That's always a Madari. Either we're learning, teaching, or we're rectifying, correcting. Islam is to rectify, to correct. Talim means to increase our ilm and knowledge. So, in Madina Munawwara, sometimes we feel as ulama is common knowledge, that's so common. For example, we gave for Salat and Salam to Ramadan Mubarak. And really, do we know Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, when we're standing there, they were the body of Hunar Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, we're standing right there making Salam to Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. It's all in Arabic now. Whether how many brothers know it. And then next with Umar bin Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So, many brothers, we ask him sometime that do you know in Murana Mubarak or the Qabr Sharif Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, how Nabi Ali Salatu is buried there? Come on, sir, let us come and search. So, even we learned recently, really, the Qabr Sharif, how it is. How Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is buried there, how was his room, the whole configuration of his room Mubarak. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq, how he is buried there. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, how he is buried there. What was the original of all your homes? It was Wadi Mutahharat. So many of us really didn't see the map or the naqsha of how it is really inside. So we're going there. But we know when you buy a property off plan, we don't know already now. Like, what's happening now? Where's the bathroom? Where's the toilet? Whole configuration. So more than that, we have love. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how was his room? When I'm standing there, I got the whole picture. Okay, this is how it is. This is what's happening inside. Like somebody was saying, when you look at the green room, what do you think? So many things a person can think. So one is now, what is happening in the green room right now? What is happening there? And how is it really under the green room? So the more I know, and our beloved Shaykh Abu Hamid Sahib says also, that the more we learn about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the more we will fall in love with him. You don't know someone, you can't love them. But the more you learn about the person, his lifestyle, now here we learn about his home, where his bed was, how he's buried right now. But the Aisha radiallahu anha, that how she partitioned the room after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Madina Munawwara was. Usually we encourage the brothers also, when he's coming reading Salah, how much do I know about the place? So we encourage the brothers that late at night we're taking a walk. Right, we all want to go to the coffee shops and buy coffee. No problem, take the coffee, go sit in front of the green room, take the family, sit there, and read on Kitab al-Sirat, the life of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Relive what was happening that time. And read on Kitab on the Sunnats of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shouldn't be that I come to Madina Munawwara, but there's no fikr and consciousness of Sunnats in my life. Because the only way to Jannat is the Sunnats of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imam recited the ayat also, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That if you truly love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak doesn't say love me, they follow my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If you follow him, يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. So what the deal this is now? Following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What do you mean by following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? That every sunnah of his, I want to know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how did he do this? Especially in Madina Munawwara. The consciousness should come within us, and how did it happen? What were his habits? And you mentioned this over again. Whether he's eating, whether he's sleeping, whether he's walking. There's two terms that we use, Sirat and Surat. The Sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and his Surat is inner and his outer. His inner and his outer. There's some place in your business to come inside. What if anything else? So his outer appearance, how it was? It means you make our outer appearance in conformity. Like how the poet said, he said, Allah, I have brought the surah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, you make my sirat. I brought the outer appearance, Ya Allah, you make my inner like his, alayhi salatu wasalam. So my outer appearance also, that should be very, very, you should be very careful, especially here in Madina Munawwara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he wanted us to dress outwardly, then at least we can confirm. Minimum. Hands above the ankles, all the hadith are in Bukhari Sharif. And those are hadith were mentioned here, Madina Munawara. Whether it's the garments you are wearing, then the topi, the headgear also. And this we've been emphasizing over and over again, because it mustn't happen soon in our country. There's more bareheaded people than topi wale. It's a great sunnah. It's not just, whether you can wear it or you shouldn't wear it. There's a kitab written also, the crown of a believer. And in there, Mufti Hussain Karudia Sahib has mentioned, there's more than 250 narrations in regards to the headgear of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. More than 250. Now for a person to stand there, and he's in conformity to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are we going to get that istiqbal and reception of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this is our outer appearance, that our ankles are teared, headgear is there, topi we are wearing, right? And our sunnah, libas, etc. At least here we tell the masturat, the ladies also, at least over here, if not wearing parada at home, at least buy one parada here. That you came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at least go there and make him happy. At least go and make him happy. Wear it from the hotel to the masjid. And go show him and tell him, Nabi of Allah, I'm wearing it of love for you. May Allah Ta'ala keeps it on my face. So for the men also, our weakness is represented there. Our Shaykh says also, Abu Hamisa wa barakatuhu, that go to Rosa Mubarak and appoint Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as your attorney to fight your case in the court of Allah. Because he'll never lose the case, inshallah. He's the beloved of Allah. So go and fight your case. Tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Why can't you cheat in the back? Yeah, the shoe, maybe you can push the foot shoes to the back, they will say. You said there, so it means we can conform outwardly our surat with the hope, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala will make our sirat also inna. Allah Ta'ala make him conformity. So that dua we make also. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me, Allah Ta'ala makes me like you. Allah makes me like you. Outwardly, inwardly. But you make these du'as. So coming to Madina Munawwara is a serious ibadah. How we carry ourselves out is very, very important. Adab and respect, etiquette of the place is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So what came to mind today's program, more than a majlis, that we can do these things about the Raza Mubarak, inshallah. We'll explain to the brothers. We've got the different maps, etc. We can share it on the WhatsApp and we can have a look. So we know we're going there. When we're standing there right now, what's behind this jari? What's behind the gates? What was the room of Nabi alayhi salam? We all know homes as well, taharat. Sometimes we really don't know what's happening. We're just making salam and moving on. But if I know, then it's different. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So after we recite our salat and salam and our 90 names of Allah Ta'ala, we will do that inshallah. Is it okay with that? Sure. I'm learning myself, maybe you can teach me. All are ready to learn inshallah. Do we send him in the groups? If not in the groups, then maybe we can share the links to the brothers who don't have the groups. So, the salat and salam, we just share it right now. The 99 names of Allah. And the salat and salam. Well, for the groups, they've got a QR code. The brothers can just scan it. Maybe go look in. They're not in the group, they can just. They're on the group, they can share the QR code. Then the rest of the brothers can just join the groups and they can just hear the salat and salam.
And you are not in the group.
Well, I sent the QR code in the KS notice. You share it. You
see it? I sent it now.
The QR code, you don't need it. This is a request to join.
Just join.
Anyone else in this was Kanda?
He is near data, they can take it on a horse for one. The horse for a little thing is there. Or you call it a castle or anything, you can do it right now with the child. We need hotspot, and hotspot is on. I found it there. OHM, they say. Anybody else needs the QR code, Walgreens? You send out that to see again, huh? The file.
Sent it.
Send it to the PDF file. Send the full journey. Once all are joined, we can send out the Salat and Salam again. So this is for the counter notifications, right? Check. Where are they, right? Hold on. You can start, what is that? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Malik al-Quddus as-Salam al-Mukin al-Mu'in al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الولود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحبيب المحسن المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الاحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الاول الاخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني إذا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبد ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء. وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات والبركات والصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله ولله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله ولله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهد أن لا إله إلا الله. شهد أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
There is a join we want to go.
Groups of notification.
Yeah, notification.
Sure.
Sure. If somebody can share on the remote, then we got the code there. QR code. You just share on the remote there and join the group. And we can post the what we're going to discuss now, inshallah. So as I mentioned, tonight we'll just discuss a few things about the Ramadan Mubarak and Masjid al-Nabawi. Just for us to get. So I'm going to share this on the notifications.
Okay.
The main one.
Notifications.
Notifications. Alright, so.
I have to share it on both. Group 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Corinthians 1. Even in the hotspot, you can join them from the hotspot. The hotspot, the hotspot is on, you can use it to chant. Mm. So if you put your Wi-Fi on, you can find the hotspot. Where chant the side. The first kinter is the receiver. Can you start?
Yeah,
we've got it. All got it?
Yeah.
Let's start from the first one. If you put it a little bit on loud, so we can hear what they're saying. We'll just give you a more or less the overview of the Mubarak room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how it is inshallah. So I think what we'll do, I put mine on, my volume, right? The rest can put the volume on. We can look at the screen. We can look at the screen, inshallah. Do you guys start with this? Unless this is the original house. If you go a little bit back, so see what it says here. So that was the bed was. Okay, let's see the
original house. Then, as you can see over here, this is after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. He passed away upon the bed. Therefore, they dug the grave of the Prophet under his bed. But Aisha.
So you saw the bed was initially in the corner, the right-hand corner. Alright, we're going to go back a bit, you can see it. This is the rewind. So it says this was the original house. So this is the room there they're discussing. Look at the room on the right-hand side. So there are two cushions against the wall and a pillow. Alright, there's a chatai on the floor. Straw mat. Mm. And on the other side, left hand side too, is what like a place to sit over there. So that was the Mubarak bed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this what you're looking at right now is outside the masjid. This is coming to the masjid now. Although Hudin is coming there, when you pass it making salat and salam, so before this to make salam outside the masjid, has become part of the masjid. So that was the bed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away on his bed and buried under the bed.
You can see where the bed was. This was the original house. Then, as you can see over here, this is after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam passed away. He passed away upon the bed. Therefore, they dug the grave of the Prophet sallallahu under his bed sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
And so we just stopped there. So that is where the qabr was dug. So now remember, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried, as we see over here now, right? We face our phones this way. So it means the Mubarak here is on this side, feet towards Baqir. So what you're looking at right now, the room is facing this way. As Aisha's bed now came on this side. The khabar is over here. Feet are here, and she put her bed on the side over there. So her head is facing towards the Qibla, according to this one over here now.
Of the Prophet under his bed, but Aisha, she still would live inside the house, and she would have the bed.
Yeah. So you see that one there now?
On the other side, where the Prophet.
You see Aisha's bed is? where the Prophet's grave was. So her bed became in line with the feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Direction his feet are facing now. Was the demon's right hand side. Qibla is this way. Feet are here. And she put her bed over here. So she fell asleep on her right hand side. So the feet Mubarak were to her back. Right? You got it there, right?
There. Then when her father was also buried, she would have the grave there as well, and she lived inside the house. But when Umar radiallahu anh was buried inside the next to them, she had a curtain, and she would stay in this side of the room, but she would wear her hijab every time she entered the house, and she used to say, "That is my husband, that is my father, but Umar is not related for me, and I would feel shy to enter the house without a hijab."
SubhanAllah. That is the taqwa that. But that became her room after that. She put up a barrier between the three qabas. So just to go back there, so when we are passing now to make salat and salam, so they got the Huna Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are facing, we're going this way. So first is Mubarak, head of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you can see behind him is Abu Bakr, halfway, the Mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then was Umar bin Khattab thereafter. But that wasn't the complete house, that was just her room only. The home itself was bigger than that. Alright? This was the next room. Do you see that one there? Mm-hmm. It is the same one with the little houses everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one. This is the red arrow showing. But these were the homes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Remember Medina Munawwara at that time, what we see now, the haram, on the bit of the courtyard, that was the whole of Medina Munawwara, complete. So Quba was like, you know, out of Medina Munawwara completely. Quba, Uhud, Khandaq, was like far away. So this was Medina Munawwara, just the masjid you can see itself. That was it, complete. All those things around there. So you see the homes, how the homes were, in this video over here. It is all sand. Like how you go, Jamal go to the locations, they bring gush over there. That's how it was. It's only sand and mud. Alright? And you got just jumperies, rooms, you know, mud and wood. So you can see that red arrow is showing there. Showing the video, the red arrow showing. So this pointing towards the Quswa, which was the camel of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he's showing you now. So this camel came in this direction from Quba. So Nabi alayhi salatu was in Quba. From there he came, he passed the Masjid al-Jum'ah, you'll find Masjid al-Jum'ah, where the first Jum'ah was established. Then he came to Medina Munawwara. From which direction? You're looking here. The green room is just behind me. Alright? So from that direction there. So he came from Quba that way. Right, so the camel came. So no, all the Ansar of Medina came. I said, "Come to my house. Come to my house. Come to my house." Mm. But it was said that the camel is commanded by Allah. It will go where it has to go. So this is showing you now. This camel came. This is direction coming to Medina Munawwara. Right, you can see the second arrow. The second arrow, you can see it stops there. First, the first arrow, the camel stopped there, right? The second arrow is showing you the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. You're following it? The second arrow, you've seen it? Yeah, this is right. You stop it there. The second arrow. Double story house. You see the double story house? Alright? This is where now the camel came and stopped there. So this right now, when you come out from Babu Baqi, after you make Salat and Salam, you enter from Babu Salam, then we come from Babu, you get this way, right? From Babu Baqi we come here. So when you turn the right, and you go in front of the Haram, you will see some Babu work there, different color. That is where this house was. Abu Ayyub Ansari was the first host of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you see, the double story house. So he told Nabi, "Wallah, you stay on top, I stay at the bottom." He says, "No, no. I stay at the bottom, you stay on top." So, the double story house, that is where Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was hosted, so we can understand from there now, Masjid al-Nabawi, where it will be, right? The third arrow I'm showing you. The third arrow is where the orphans, that area belonged to them. Alright, they were like some, what's it called there? I really can't see it. So that place that belonged to the orphans, what was the name? Sahal and Suhail. The property belonged to them, so Abu Siddiq, he purchased a piece of land. So the next area we're showing you, there was a graveyard of the Mushrikeen. The property and the graveyard of the Mushrikeen. So front of that now is the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. You see Baqi Gharqad, you see that big one there now, this Baqi, that is out of the city. This, you can see how far it's gone now. For us, it's still a walk now. So that time it was out of the city. You see the next one, the show Masjid al-Nabawi. That's one. Alright? You see Masjid al-Nabawi, now you find many, many portraits like this. The Masjid. Right on the same screen. So if you see over here now, you look to your right hand side, you find one house there. You see it? Alright? Then you go to roofed area, ceiling area, three quarter, right? Then in front of it, you got a full area, masjid area. You with me, right? So that on the right hand side was the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. Just one house there. You look at the house, it wasn't small. But we saw just one room, so there was one room there, and you see two open areas. So the sehen of the house. There's a sehen of the house. Now, we know the house to be part of the masjid. So you find many, many pictures like this. This was before the Qibla changed. So this Qibla is towards Al-Bayt al-Muqaddis, Masjid al-Aqsa. So is that facing this way? It's facing? The Ashid house is that side. So we're facing that way. And Sufa was where the masjid is now. Got it? Then it changed the other way around. Then that three-quarter roof area went on that side, and the masjid came on this side, and incorporated the Aisha's house also. So the whole thing turned around after. So Ashab al-Sufa was in the back, the touched area. Sufa was staying there, and in front of the masjid. Aisha's house was in line with the Ashab al-Sufa at that time. It was in the Bevery Namazna in the front. That was Sufa. And Qibla was this way, facing north. Now we are facing south. It was Makkah Makkaram. There's two rooms. Alright. So there's two houses there. The Aisha's house has a Sauda radiallahu anhuma. So each house you find had a room, had an open area. Like a lounge area, same area. So I should go ahead and explain it to you. And the next one. So the Qibla changed now. Almost about 16 months after Hijrat. Allah says, we see your face turning towards the sky all the time, Ya Rasulullah. So he says, looking at the sky, waiting for Wahi to come down to change the Qibla now. My heart is in Baytullah. And I'm facing towards Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. When Nabi Al-Islam was in Makkah Mukarrama, and he used to perform Salah, facing Masjid al-Aqsa, we used to perform Salah facing Kaaba Sharif and Aqsa. So his heart was in Kaaba Sharif. Now he came to Medina Munawwara, and he's facing this way, Kaaba Sharif is that way. I kept looking at the sky, Ya Allah. When the Qibla going to change? Yeah, after 16, 17 months, in the command came, فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And now turned towards Al-Masjid al-Haram. And the whole Masjid configuration changed also.
17 months after the Hijrat, تو جو کعبہ ہے جو قبلہ ہے وہ اس طرف جو ہے مکہ المکرمہ کی طرف ہو گیا اور اصحاب صفہ جو ہے اس طرف پیچھے چلے گئے اور یہ جو ہے اس وقت آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے زمانے کی مسجد نبوی ہے. اس کے بعد یہاں پہ دیکھیں غزوہ خیبر کے بعد مسجد نبوی کا یہ
حصہ آفٹر دی بیٹل آف خیبر After the Battle of Khaybar, some renovations took place. But you can see the masjid now is all, what they say, the skatcha, the floor. All right, there was sand and pebbles there, etc. So the masjid extended a bit also. And you see the rooms also, the more rooms came on the right-hand side. Now, to understand now, see where the rooms are. All it is now in the masjid. So when you're making salat and salam, so we are making salat and salam from where? Outside the masjid. Now we're walking there. So that is actually walking outside here. Originally walking outside the masjid. We pass by the masjid and then we come and we look at the room of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now all that has come into the masjid proper. So you see three Azwaj Mutahara. The rooms were there, and the fourth room was the room of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Before, when the Roda section was open, then we could go by the feet side of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We used to go over there, we find one small door there, which was the door leading to the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So it's still there, they got a lock on it, etc. So the four rooms were there now.
پچاس بائی 50 میٹر جو ہے
مسجد نبوی کی توسیع ہو چکی تھی غزوہ خیبر کے بعد. 50x50 میٹر آفٹر خیبر.
اس کے بعد یہاں پہ جو ہے آپ ایک اور چیز غور کریں کہ یہاں پہ اس وقت جو ہے نرم مٹی تھی, ٹھیک ہے.
You see, that time was soft sand that was used. Now,
جو دیکھ رہے ہیں حضرت بکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ کے دور حکومت میں مسجد نبوی کے صحن میں جو ہے مٹی ڈالی گئی تھی کیونکہ بارشوں کی وجہ سے جو ہے.
So in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then they put some sand in the sand area to make it a bit firm. It doesn't get so muddy.
Sleeping वगैरह होती थी तो ये जो है अंदर कंकरियां या मिट्टी आप कह सकते हैं नरम मिट्टी नहीं थी सख्त मिट्टी डाली गई थी. यहाँ पे जो है सैयदना अमीर المؤمنین उमर इब्न खत्ताब रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु के दौर पे जो है.
Okay. That we can see later. We're going to go back to the original, right? Let's go to the next one.
यहाँ पे next.
The next one you see there is the green one. Right, the green one. Let us have it by then. Let's have a look. It's in English, so it's quite easy. Now, for our understanding, if you take our phones and we face it this way, that's how it is actually. Alright. You got it, right? You got the masjid there, you got all the rooms on the right hand side. All the rooms on the right hand side. Okay, so we can turn that around now, but we understand which way we are looking, right? So we look at the rooms. This starts from the front, the chambers of the mothers of the believers. So they go to Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now see there where her room was. See where her room was. Hazrat Hafsa's room was on the Qibla side. Now if you go for Salat and Salam, I'll show you, and you're standing in line with the Qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam behind you, in the wall, you find an opening there, like a window. It's still there. But it's like a camouflage. It's all part of the tile wall. It's a window there. That is the window that should lead to the house of, the window of Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha's room. So her room was there. Then on this side now, where all the rooms of Zawj Mutahharah, now see how it was. See courtyard. The first courtyard. The Aisha's room. So there was an entrance now from the Qibla side. You see the entrance there? Alright, so you can come through there. And from there, from the courtyard, there is a doorway going into the Haram. Brothers can see it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to imamat from that door. So you look in this way, that's Aisha's room. So you look at the Aisha's room, look at the, her courtyard, right? The courtyard is a door leading into her chamber. The door leading into the masjid. So Nabi says she leave her room, then she enter the courtyard. That is where the ghusl is to take place. they did the Jababa, the Sahin area, private area. Alright? So they entered the masjid and walked straight into the Musalla of Imamat, where the mihrab is right now, the Imam performs the Salah. They should finish off there, walk back into the room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So like this now. So from her chamber you find now. Now see. So her room has, her chamber has two doors, right? One comes from the passage area and one comes from the courtyard area. So she's got her room there and she's got a courtyard. But sometimes when you hear the bayans, you say, hey, her room is very small. Yes, it's small, but wasn't they were not restricted. But the Hadith Sharif said, وَلِيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ, let your house suffice and be sufficient for you. So she had a courtyard area also, where she could go and get. Now this also, where you find, is entrance to the masjid. Now just outside the door, or rather inside the masjid, that is where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make itikaf. You find in riwayat, during itikaf, he used to stick his head out into his room, into his chamber. Now Aisha used to wash his hair, and she used to oil and comb his hair. So this was during itikaf, the head was out only, but he was in the masjid. You see? So this is where it all happened. So from her chamber, you come out from the door to the passage area, then you can go directly into the Fatima's chamber. The door there. And the Fatima got a courtyard also. Then you come out from there, you go directly, you go two other courtyards, and Hazrat Soda, and Hazrat Zainab's chamber, later Hazrat Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So her chamber is there also. So there's one passageway. So you're walking now, if you're walking, if you're coming from this way, you're walking down the passage. So you go to Hazrat Soda, Hazrat Fatima, right? And then you go to Hazrat, Hazrat Ummu Salama is there, Hazrat Soda is here, Hazrat Aisha is here. That's how he says to go to all the different homes. They're coming out from there, the next one, so from the courtyard of the Fatima, then he could come out into the next place, which is the mihrab of Tahajjud. Now you see the Fatima's room there, right? You see also in the room, it's like a semicircle enclosure, like opening. You got there the mihrab of Tahajjud and the passage to the door of Uthman. So that the mihrab of Tahajjud now is part of the masjid. So where we call the Roza Mubarak, yeah, the entire enclosure. Yeah. If you go, if, when you're coming inside from Babun Nisa, now we enter from Babun Nisa, when you go from our Roza booking. So when you're from Babun Nisa, then you pass those two raised platforms. Now it's on the left hand side, right? So the first raised platform is at Sufaya. Sufaya starts only after the platform. And the platform starts, you can see to your left and side, the entire area there, right to the, where the Imam stands for Namaz.
Yeah.
The back section was the Sufa area. There's no demarcation there. So we pass the Sufa to go into the masjid. So the raised platform, there's one frame there of the Kaaba Sharif in the bookshelf there. If you remove that bookshelf, the mihrab is there. Inside there. So this is where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Tahajjud Namaz there. This is the mihrab of Tahajjud. Then from there is to go to the house of Zainab radiallahu anha. So all these homes have doors. You find that there are doors into the haram. Hazrat Ummu Habiba, Hazrat Safiya, and Hazrat Juwayriya. Then you go Babun Nisa. So inshallah, when you go into line or never, they just measure it a bit now. Right from Babul Baqi. Here we come on Babul Baqi. Door number 41, I think it is. Babul Baqi. Door number 1 is Babul Salam. So we come to Babul Baqi. So from there, we can see the home started right till Babun Nisa, is where we enter to make salam. The whole area where all the homes were there. Not outside they were. Inside, at that time the inside was outside. Now they all gone inside now. So this is how it was at them, all the homes. So if you count them now, the Zawj al-Mutahharat, we got there, so Hafsa radiallahu anha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 homes. So the Fatima was 10. So 10 homes, they had their bedrooms, and they had their courtyards also. This was it. Alright, the next one is similar also, this is in Arabic. Alright, the next one I sent you is the Arabic one. So the next one now. The brothers had this one here. Alright, this is an interesting one. What's within the Roda now? What's happening within the Roda? Alright, we can play.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحن نصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. If you see here, this is a representation of currently the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's home, where it is currently. So this here is where we do salam from when we walk and do salam. This is part of the roba. This here where the hectagon is, this is a hectagon. This here is the has no doors. This has no doors. This is where Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم's house was, where he was staying with
Ali. I see the enclosure there. There's walls and the hectagon shape. There's no doors that lead into there. So the Rosam of the Qabr Sharif is completely blocked. Nobody's going there. It's closed completely. And you saw the whole thing there now. That the entire enclosure is all the houses came into there. All the houses came into there. Alright? So we are walking in front to make Salat and Salam. And you can see the silver is a dome there on the top, the green dome on the top of that.
Fatima Rajan's house was here. After Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, history it changed, but this is what it is now. So currently there's a doorless wall, a pentagon that goes around the Prophet Sallallahu's house and grave. Then there was a silver dome that was placed there. Later on, over time, then they added a white dome, and which then later that color changed to green.
So it was white initially. Then became green the last 200 years. During the Ottoman, Osmani Empire, and they made it green. So before it was white.
So there's no access, no one has access to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's grave. Again, when we do salam, we are walking on this side, and this is the Rawdatul Min Yadul Jannah, where we pray salam. This is part of the...
So what he's saying now, we walk this way, right? And this side over here is where we go to the Rawda. So between my house and my member is a roda. So we come on this side and we make salam on that side.
The masjid. It's very important to learn this history about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about his house, and so on and so forth. So we can read this in many places that we learn that before this, and actually lightning had hit Nabi sallallahu's house, where Nabi sallallahu's house had got burnt, and that's when they had opened it, access to...
So you can see it was burnt. Mm-hmm. That's when they opened the top. In there too. Clear it out, the lightning hit it.
To mend and repair the damage. But this hectagon has been there since the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. So it's very important to learn the history about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the history about Medina Sharif as well, how his house changed over time and how it has become today. So when we are walking down here, this is where we are saying salam, we are looking at Islam. We should know what we are doing, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all that.
So this is how it looks inside right now. That's the shape of it. But they didn't make it box shape also. Why? People should do this like Baitullah, Kaaba Sharif. They're making tawaf. So they made the shape. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz was instrumental, and Nuruddin Zangi, rahmatullah alayhi. Nuruddin Zangi was the commander and general of the army at that time, that trained Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahmatullah alayhi. He was the one that allowed him to go into Egypt, conquer Egypt, and finally, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. We just come here, the rest we can see it on ourselves, inshallah. The second last one is a black screen. A black screen. Alright, this is quite interesting. Did you put the black screen on that? That's a 3D, what do you say, AI generated. How Madina Munawwara was in the time of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why I left it for last? So now you can picture those chambers and those passageways. And the homes, all right? So you see this one over here now, how Medina Munawwara was originally. Look at the volume of the hat, nothing really there. You can listen to it more or less. That's how it was originally. There's a farm. You can hear the rooster in the back. Mm-hmm. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the Shubuddik. Do not abuse and sway the rooster, because he wakes you up for tahajjud namaz. So they're very common, and he had one white rooster in his room also. So this is our, in our language, my clock for tahajjud. Because the roosters, when they see the malaika, that's when they crow. And the donkey brays when he sees the shayateen. So we are taught that when the rooster crows at that time, you make dua. Malaika are moving that time. They say, Ameen upon your dua. So this is how Madina Manawara was. Now he is walking. Now he's going towards the house of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Here's the masjid. You're in the masjid there? Well, if you go to the masjid, it goes silent and quiet now. That's how the masjid was. And if you're on the same screen as I am, you see that doorway I was talking about. Alright, now we're going to the doorway through the masjid into the chamber of the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. It's very interesting when you go into a room, that whole chamber area, sehen area. There's the Mubarak room. Here's the simple things in the room. The master abode, the worlds. And here's his charpai, the bed over there in the one corner. That's where Nabi Aslam is buried there under that. Come out from there. Here's the passageway. You can see it with me on the coming from the passageway. So that's it more or less. That's how it was in that time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The last one is quite more in detail. You got the Madina Sharif 3D.
That where the house of Sayyid Aisha used to be, and that's where the masjid. So
masjid. So the English brothers can have a look at that one. It's English experience to read with three walls, who built it, how it's built. So when you go into pass by Salat and Salam there, you know what's happening here now. That's how the Muslim is buried. So when I'm standing there, I know where he is right now. I'm facing him face to face. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abu Bakr Khattab. So many people, they peep inside there. When they're making salam there. He's a muhabbat now. But yeah, also, one of the time, about the pillars, I said that the Madina Munawwara guide. So you can check the pillars there. When you go to the road, now you see this one on the top there, the names of the pillars. So three pillars are inside the chamber. Three pillars are inside, but the names are there on the outside. So three pillars are inside there, the rest on the outside. So when you get a chance, Allah will take us to the Rawdah Mubarak, we can read away. Namaz is there. You go to Ustawana, Aisha, and you said, Hula Aisha, you read your namaz here. Then you go to Ustawana to Mufud, the Jamaat used to come. Then Hirasa, when the guard used to be there. And different, Ustawana to means pillar, the pillar of so and so. Then you go to Ustawana, Abu Lubab, the Toba one, when he tied himself up. Alright, so that pillar is there also. So we can close to it, we can. You know, namaz is there, inshallah. So like this, basically we have a overview of what is in the masjid, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There are more detailed ones also. There is a website, but there's a lot of detail. If you see around the Qabr Sharif, there's green frames, Quranic ayats. You're sitting behind the roda, So we were sitting this afternoon, right? And then the umbrella area. So you see behind it. You see one board is painted completely green. Painted over it completely, so you can't see anything written over there. Other one got some ayat or something there. Some of the boards they've completely painted it because they regard those poetry to be shirk, which the Ottomans have engraved there. So some are completely. The one in front also, they put some other boards on top of them. The one says, Ya Sayyidi Khuz Biyadi, that, oh my master, hold my hand and take me to the love of Allah. So they plastered it. This is shirk now. You can't call yourself my Sayyid, my master. The master is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A lot of things now. So the website shows a lot of things that small sporties around the road. You'll find the signature Tughra of the Ottomans. Have you seen the signature anytime? You see like a plaque with a fancy type of writing. What's happening, Shinita? Now, you saw all of that one at a time. But it's quite interesting if you sit there and you see this, the Ottomans, whatever renovation they did, then the Ottoman Khalifa of that time will put his signature, it's called Tughra. Right, I sent it to the group, like a signature, and they got a date there when this thing was done.
death zone. You see it there, and it's all over. But there's the signature, the Khalifa of the time. Among them, the most pious one was Sultan Abdul Hamid, rahmatullah alayhi. He did a lot of work. He did a lot of work mentioned about him also. Now, Allah Fazl asked you, if you were in Turkey, so when you're passing his qabr, it's on the tram, when you went the tram to Sultan Ahmad Jami, we call it the Blue Masjid. You're taking the tram, so you find the tram usually is routes where people walk on the. So the guy told me, you see, you'll be passing soon an area, but there's no routing, it just goes quiet. And it happened like that. When you came past a certain area on the tram, the sound just went down and no hooting at all. So I asked him, how come? He said, Sultan Abdul Hamid is buried here. And when he was renovating the Haram Sharif to cut all the material, he instructed the workers to cut it out of Medina Munawwara, not to disturb Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they made research also, that we don't disturb him also. He's lying over here. And when he built his palace also, before he could put the first globe or light in his Qabr Sharif, he sent the first globe here to the Haram. They lighten up the Haram, then I lighten up my palace. The amount of love and muhabbat. Even the mihrab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right now the Imam stands. The way they made it was that where the feet Mubarak were of Nabi Alayhi Salaam, where the head Mubarak is, where he should sajda, that's where they put the thick mihrab there. So the Imam stands, actually, the Imam makes sajda on the place where Nabi Allah stood. So nobody will trample the head place of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They covered that completely. So Imam makes sajda, he's making sajda on the place of the feet of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was the respect they had for Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Jalla Masjid, inshaAllah, except from one of us. He was Mubarak Safar. Just a few points before we finish up also. Remember, we are sitting right now in the land of the Muhajirin al Ansar. It's the land of Hijrat and Nusrat. This is the land of the Sahaba Ikram in Hijrat and the Sahaba who have made Nusrat. This is their land. And now we go to Al-Quds, Al-Najjul Al-Aqsa, we say this is the land of Sahaba, Anbiya alayhi masalatu wassalam. This is the land of Muhajirin and Al-Ansar. So we want to take all the barakat back, the barakat of Hijrat. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, we should go for the Ansar. Allahumma khfir al-Ansar. Wa li abnai al-Ansar. Wa li abnai abnai al-Ansar. Allah forgive the Ansar. Forgive the children, forgive the grandchildren also. How much love he had for them, they took him in. During the days of Hajjat al-Istiqlal, Hajj, they started already. For 10 long years, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go, for 10 long years, go to the camps in Mina. And he would tell them, may yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballi ghayr risalati rabbi. And who will take me, who will give me asylum, take me back home. He's actually asking them, take me back home with you, so that I can propagate deen. Makam Mukram has become too difficult for me right now. And they would chase him away. Many incidents mentioned also, there's one issue mentioned about Maysara, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi came to his camp also. And he gave them da'wat. And he was chased away. But Maysara heard the da'wat, he got a bit interested. So he spoke to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he says, oh Nabi of Allah, I can't take you back with me, my people overpower me. But inshallah, if I get a chance, I'll come back. So Nabi of Allah left. And Misara and his clan were returning home. So he told them, let's pass Fadak, where the Jews are. Let's ask them about this person, Muhammad bin Abdullah. They'll know because there are scriptures by them. So they went to Fadak. And the rabbis were there. So they took out the scriptures. And they got there. That the final Nabi will come on camel back. This will be the texture of his skin color. And this will be how his hair will be. All the scriptures there. And he'll be very lean, he'll suffice upon one piece of roti. The whole description, as the Jewish rabbi is reading it, Maysara is getting ecstatic, because exactly he came like this. One camel back, one piece of roti, texture, and looking at his chiefs of his clan, and he's getting excited now. He said, that's him, that's him. He said, no, we can't go back this year, we'll go next year. But next year never came, he never went back. Finally, years later, after the Hijrah took place, then he came to Medina Munawwara. When he walked in Masjid al-Nabawi, Nabi of Allah saw him, he smiled at him. Say, Ya Rasulullah, you remember me? Say, Maysara, I remember you. That time when I was down and out, you held my hand. How can I forget you? And Nabi of Allah, come now, finally. and the shifters of my clan, they all have left this world. What will be the destination? They haven't accepted Islam. Mubarak to you, you have come in time and accepted Islam. So 10 long years had happened until the 11th year, then the Ansar came at Aqaba. And then they took Bay'at. Then the 11th year, then the 12th year, and then finally 13th year, then Hijjah took place to Medina Munawwara, and how they protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the least we can do, we go to the Radha Mubarak, you say you stand there in the capacity of an ummah. O Nabi of Allah, I have come on behalf of the ummah, not myself. Because he was there for the ummah. I make dua for the ummah. Ya Rasulullah, come, what is happening to your ummah? Give him the karguzari. And our Shaykh says to make tawbah there for our cowardice. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened to you? So coward. We're still sitting. And the ummah is bleeding right now. One who starts, our Fazlur Rahman said, Shaykh al Hadith told us. He read the kitab one time. Everyone get up one time and somebody saw in a dream, that time when the Ummah is becoming murtad. In his dream, meaning turning away from Islam. In his dream, he sees Abu Bakr Siddiq and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, riddatan wa ala Abu Bakr laha. One of the Ummah, the Ummah is becoming murtad. There's no Abu Bakr to bring them back. Abu Bakr at that time, when they became non-Muslim, he waged jihad and he brought them back. So Ya Rasulullah, there's no Abu Bakr yet. There's no Umar, there's no Khalid bin Walid, there's no Sa'ad, there's no Abdul Rahman bin Auf, it's me here left in this ummah right now. Make dua to Allah, we ask him to make dua for us, we don't make dua to him. So make this dua to the ummah. Ya Rasul, give us the ummah, the statement to protect the ummah, inshallah, the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah will be protected from us, inshallah. JazakAllah khair, subhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah, bihamdihi, mashallah, wa ilaha illa anta.